Good afternoon, Ben speaking.
Hey Ben, this is Straw from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. I'm glad I finally caught you.
Yes, I know. You were looking in all the wrong places.
I know. I was calling every number possible, leaving messages everywhere. But anyways, I'm one of the underwriters working on your file here. Just have a few things I'd like to go over with you before I submit everything in.
Okay, just let me open up the file in case I need to tell you anything.
Okay.
Look at anything. Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay. So the first thing I want to go over is your time in business. I see in the tax return you guys have quite a bit of history, which is great. Looks like you guys are first been in business in 1965, right?
Well, actually 1950. Kind of changed names a few times.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But the business was established in 1950. The latest iteration, I guess, would have been when we moved from New York to New Jersey in 1976. So the date of the incorporation in New Jersey is 1976.
Okay. And did you guys become S Corp once you guys moved over to New Jersey? Or did it just stay the same?
I'm not sure when we became an S Corp, to tell you the truth. Been quite a while.
Okay, no problem. That's what I see in the Secretary of State business filing, too. I think it was like 1976, too. So I'm just going to go ahead and just put in the file as that. Okay. Perfect. And when did you take over the business, and are you the 100% owner?
I am the 100% owner, and I took over, I was part owner. To tell you the truth, I can't remember what years. Family business. My father founded the business in 1950.
Oh, okay.
I became part owner, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, or maybe more. And let's see, in about 2001, he passed away and I became sole owner.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so you've been with the business for 30-some years?
Yeah.
Okay. It was 30-plus years. Took over 100% in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any other family members working with you guys?
No.
No, just you?
Just me.
Less drama. That's good. All right, and then
yeah, my sister and I get along great.
That's good. Sometimes I work with so many different businesses, but sometimes when there's like a whole bunch of family members that work there, it gets crazy.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure. No, my sister had one. Does not have any head for business, and she's very good at what she does.
What does she do, if you don't mind me asking?
She's a special ed teacher.
Oh, okay.
She works with...
Totally different.
Yeah, yeah, totally different. She works with mostly music and art with severely disabled children.
Oh, wow. That's great, though, what she's doing, though. People need help.
Yeah, and she's very good at it.
That's good. Okay. And then also, I was looking at your bank statement. It doesn't look like you currently have any other capital loans out right now. Is that correct?
We do.
You do? Oh, okay.
Well, on the banks, I don't know that the bank statement shows anything about loans. we have a line of credit with the bank. Truthfully, I don't even know whether that shows up on that statement.
Mm-hmm. And is that with Chase or with Wells Fargo?
We have a line of credit with the bank, with Chase.
Okay.
Wells Fargo is money that we're borrowing against my personal assets.
Okay.
That's actually money that I am borrowing. against my personal assets and loaning to the company.
Oh, I see. Okay. So kind of like an equity line or something that you took out and
yes, it's
you're
an
putting
equity
it back
line of, an equity, I guess you would, it's an equity line of credit, yes.
Okay. Okay. So you're using your personal for your business right now, and that's the one that's showing up on your credit. I think it's like $736,000 is your outstanding balance
right
now.
Yeah, that's about right.
Okay. What did you use the money for?
Everything.
Just like cash flow, things like that.
Yeah, cash flow, inventory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know how much, are you looking to pay that one off anytime soon, or you have like a termed loan with them?
I'd love to pay it off sometime soon, but I don't know how soon I'm going to be able to.
Okay. What kind of payment plan are you set up on with them? Is it a monthly?
On that, basically I'm paying interest only on a monthly basis.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they've got nothing to worry about because it's all backed by securities.
Right, exactly. It's collateralized.
Yeah, it's collateralized. Well,
right,
I mean, obviously, if the world collapses, but then we've all going to have problems.
Yeah. That's one of the things that was concerning when I was looking at your credit report. Your score is decent. It's at 788. The only thing is that holding you back is really just your revolving balance with the Wells Fargo equity line. With the 6% availability is what you have right now on your total equity line on your personal.
Right.
That's also the one thing that was alarming. But I'll put in here the explanation for that. And when did you take that one out?
The Wells Fargo equity line?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. It's been a few years. I don't know exactly.
Okay. Was it a few years ago when it was like the recession time?
I think it was actually a little bit earlier than that.
Oh, okay.
Probably at least 5 years.
At least five
I would
years.
Say.
Okay. 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 I'll put in the notes in here. The only thing is it just shows that you're almost over leverage. Yeah, this is the only concerning thing. But the good thing is this loan is going to be primarily based on your business sales. We can work around that. But that's the one thing that wanted to talk to you about. I see here that you did some business with, you took out like a working capital loan back in 2013 in July.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who was that with?
Oh, God, what is their name? Hang on just a moment. In the afternoons, my mind tends to fade.
Late day for you, or it's late right now for you too.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of late for you right now too, at the end of the day.
4 o'clock. On Deck Capital.
On Deck, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was your experience like with them? Or with that type of loan?
They're very nice people. Of course, making that much money, they should be.
Was it expensive?
Yes. Yes. 20-something percent, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Okay. How long was the loan for?
Oh, I think 6 months. I don't recall.
Oh, okay. So it was a short-term one.
Yeah, pretty short-term.
Yeah, did you use it to buy inventory?
You're familiar with how they work?
Yeah, I'm familiar. A lot of customers like to consolidate their loans, so I'm familiar with how they work.
Yeah.
Did you use it to buy inventory back then?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. Let's see here. And then currently with Chase, do you have any loans with them besides the line of credit?
No.
No, just the line of credit. Okay. Give me one second. Let me scroll through this real quick. And then with the Chase, how big is your line?
Million?
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Do you use it often at all?
Yes.
Also for like inventory, things like that.
Yeah, inventory and, cash flow,
Okay.
normal business operations.
Okay. Sounds good. Right. Okay, so I'll explain a little bit about how our loan works. So it's going to be similar to what you had with OnDeck. So how it is basically we're going to I'm going to try to get you the I'm going to qualify you for the longest term possible and the largest amount possible, and then you can choose. We can work backwards to see what's going to work best for you, term length wise and amount. And then once we agree with the terms and everything, we deposit the money straight into your checking business checking account, so the Chase account. And then from there, you can use it for whatever you need. The term length, the longest it goes is 3 years. But for first time borrowers, since this is the first time we're working together, it's going to be around probably the 2 year mark would be the longest. Is that something you're still interested in?
Yes, that would work.
Okay, perfect. And then it's set up on a daily, weekly, or monthly. So three different term options available. Depending on which one you qualify for, and then you can choose. Okay, and then also it looks like you're requesting for about 250,000. Okay, and you're using it for inventory as well.
Yes.
Okay, anything else you're going to be using the money for?
Well, paying down some inventory.
What do you mean by pay? What do you mean by paying down inventory?
As my inventory comes in, I'm an importer. As the inventory comes in, I need to pay for it. So, paying
Oh,
for
okay.
inventory. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Are you going into your busy season since it's the holidays?
Yes. Yes.
Nice. That's good.
Yes, so the
And
inventory is, getting it at its high, at its height.
And do you do large purchases like these at towards the end of the year, pretty like every single year, basically?
Yes, pretty much.
Nice. Okay. And then how where do you import your inventory from? Is it all different countries or mainly like a certain couple countries?
Mainly two countries, China and India.
Okay. Good deals. Okay, and then how long does it normally take you to like flip your inventory after you get it?
It's always been very slow, actually, in
Oh, really?
our business. Yeah, it doesn't, our turns have never been huge. I'd say three quarters of a year. Let's see, something about three quarters of a year.
3 quarters of the year. Okay. Oh, so it takes like
It takes
nine
a while.
months. Oh, wow.
Yeah, sure. Well,
Okay.
it's hard to, I mean, it's a lot to explain. It's actually gotten worse over the years,
Oh,
but
really?
the turns. Let me explain. A lot of our business nowadays is through the internet. We're not retailers ourselves. We're still wholesalers. But a lot of our retailers are on the internet. For example, some of our biggest retailers are Amazon, Overstock, a lot of other companies that you think of as brick and mortar, like Kohl's, Sears, Home Depot, et cetera, et cetera.
Macy's. Yeah. Costco.
Okay, but we're mostly Bed Bath & Beyond, who we do sell brick and mortar, but we also sell, we sell actually three different ways with them. We also sell online. So many of those, like you bought, you know, Overstock, right?
Yes.
Okay. Overstock, I don't know if you realize what they really are, but they actually have no stock. Overstock has no stock. They are basically a marketplace, you know, in a weird way. I mean, they're the ones who are selling to you.
Yeah.
But when you order a product from Overstock, they send an order to, in our case, to us with your address and your name. And we need to get it out directly to you. We use their UPS number or their FedEx number, and we ship it to you. And we send them back the information, and they send you the information. So we're drop shipping. That's what's called drop shipping.
And because
of that, because so much... Now, Amazon doesn't really do that. Amazon stocks themselves.
Yeah.
But many of these companies, for example, Home Depot, Kohl's, in some cases, part of the program with Bed Bath & Beyond, Wayfair, much of the program with Wayfair. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
No.
They do a lot of ads, and they've got a couple of different company names.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they all do this dropship thing. So basically, you're acting as their warehouse. And with you acting as their warehouse, that makes that pushes your inventory up.
Yeah.
Instead of them buying stuff, having it on their shelves in physical stores, or buying stuff and putting it in their warehouses, you're their warehouse.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that creates, more, the turns get slower that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. I see what you mean. And do you
especially as an importer?
Yeah, and
because we need to buy way in advance.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't even know exactly when it's going to get flipped.
Right, right. And they're not. You know, it's a little. You know, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm. And then do you only do like cookware?
Oh God! Now you're breaking up. You still there? You still there, Gia? Okay, if you can hear me, I'm going to call you back from my landline.